The following is another Clash Kids Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
That's going to be off the mark. No good. Defensive board pulled down by Howe. And he'll give it off to Moore into the front court left side. To the wing, Holtmeyer attacks the hoop. Finger roll over the front of the rim up and in. Blake Holtmeyer with six.
Tonight, it's a Luplac Conference doubleheader in Kearney as the Centura Centurions roll in to battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
All Centura underneath, and they've got the rebound. Gleason to Kronikowski. 8 seconds at midcourt. A bucket wins. Casey comes in. There's contact. She shoots. She scores.
This matchup has produced one of the best girls' rivalries in the conference, and Centura could spice it up by handing the Stars their first loss of the year. Our boys' contest features a rematch of last week's conference tournament, which Kearney Catholic won by 14. Centura will try to even the score tonight. This is Centurions and Stars coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Class Kids Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School for the boys' portion of tonight's Luplac Conference doubleheader between the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Centura Centurions. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show. These teams met again last Monday in the first round of the conference tournament. Kearney Catholic was up 5 at the half and went on to post a 61-47 victory. Neither team has as many wins as they had hoped for this season, but a lot of their losses have been close games. I expect another competitive ball game here tonight. Same story in 2 weeks. They are also in the same sub-district. In our girls' game tonight, Kearney Catholic outscored Centura 23-6 in the second quarter. That was the difference, 60-38. Kearney Catholic girls remain undefeated. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's boys basketball game, brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. 5 Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank of Kearney. First off, for the Centurions, number one is a 6-foot junior, Michael Hansen. Number three, 6-foot senior, Nathan Lemberg. Number 20, 5'7 junior, Grant Myers. Number 23, a 5'10 senior, Jacob Hickok. And number 50, a 6'3 sophomore, Travis Holcomb. Head coach of the Centurions is Dave Owen, assisted by Bill Brown and Thomas Yoakum, 4-15 for Centura. For Kearney Catholic, number one, a 5'9 senior, Matt Moore. Number 11, 6'2 senior, Blake Holtmeyer. Number 12, 5'10 senior, Derek Jackson. Number 13, 6-foot junior, Zach Jackson. And number 14, 5'9 freshman, Brady Holtmeyer. Head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Scott Carlin, assisted by Don Lease, A.J. Landon, Justin Moore, and Matt Johnson. The Stars are 9-11. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back to tip things off in a minute.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic wins the opening tip here on Senior Night, and we are underway as it's the final home game for Kearney Catholic. They go to Arcadia, Loup City, and Adams Central, and driving in, Holtmeyer gets mugged as he goes to the baseline, ends up on the ground, a blocked shot out of bounds. by Travis Holcomb, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball on the baseline. And Jackson will throw it in. So to throw it in, Derek Jackson into Brady Holtmeyer. Shot blocked by Travis Holcomb, but he knocks it off of Holtmeyer and out of bounds. So two block shots by Holcomb, and Kearney Catholic not able to get a bucket here on their opening possession. They'll put on some full court pressure. Centura will get it in the hands of Hickok. Over to Nathan Lemberg, the team's leading scorer. Outlet pass into the front court, Hansen. Hansen stops, jump pass to the cutter. Lemberg pulls up from eight, too strong. Rebound brought down by Brady Holtmeyer. Two Holtmeyers, two Jacksons, and a more for Kearney Catholic. And Kearney Catholic's pass on the fast break is tipped and out of bounds. They'll throw it in again. Matt Moore will throw it in front of the Stars fans in the far corner. Looking and kicks it out on the wing to Holtmeyer. Back to Moore. Left-hand corner, man-to-man defense by Centura as well. And we've got a foul on a switch play here. Coming off the screen, Travis Holcomb called for a hand check foul. First foul of the game. And Kearney Catholic takes it out yet again. Inbounds pass on the low post to Holtmeyer. Right back to Moore, who threw it in. His little 12-footer, no good. Loose ball out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. So Centura will take over, and we've had a lot of inbounds plays in 50 seconds. This is the fifth one, I think. Centura with the ball. They'll break the press, get it to Hansen. Hansen bodied up as he comes across the timeline. Hits the trailer Lemberg. Stars of the man-to-man, swings it over to Grant Myers. Myers dribbles out and picks his dribble up. Tries to get Holcomb. Got him secured on the low block. Turnaround jumper from six up and in. And Centura strikes first on the Holcomb six-footer. 6:45 to go here in the first quarter. Moore through the double team. Has it knocked away from behind by Hansen. It's a two-on-two. They kick it into the corner. No shot. Lemberg drives. He'll put up a 10-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Zach Jackson to Moore. Outlet pass to Derek Jackson in the front court. And a foul. That's one of those where there was just a little collision. They had to call something because it wasn't a walk if they don't call the foul. And he was bumped, so they had to call the foul there on Jacob Hickok. That's kind of one of those that the official doesn't want to have to call, but if he doesn't, then Centura's yelling for a walk. So he blows the whistle. Second foul on the Centurions. Blake Holtmeyer, guarded by Holcomb, posts up Brady Holtmeyer. Got his man in the air, but then as he made his move, he hit the ball off his knee and dropped it. Second turnover for Kearney Catholic. 2-0, Centura. 6:10 to go here in the first quarter, and Holtmeyer comes in on the double team and steals it. One-on-one, Blake brings it in. They foul him, and he scores. Michael Hansen with the foul and a three-point play opportunity here for Blake Holtmeyer, getting Kearney Catholic on the board 2 minutes into the ball game. Already three fouls now here on Centura, and they're not a very deep ball club. Holtmeyer at the line. His free throw percentage trying to get a little bit better. This one is no good. And the rebound brought down by Holcomb. Holcomb gets it midcourt to Hansen. Hansen across the timeline on the left wing. Weak side there. Still has the dribble. Brings it to the free throw line. Dishes it off Myers. He'll try a three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Holtmeyer. Blake outlet pass to Jackson. Into the front court, Derek. Into the corner to Zach. To the baseline, Moore. He's shoved as he goes up. And they're going to call it on Holcomb. And Holcomb wasn't very fond of that idea. His second. And at the line, Matt Moore. 5:38 to go first quarter, 2-2. And the free throw is up, no good. And Kearney Catholic will do multiple check-ins. Coming in, we will see Nathan Howe, Tyler Mestel, and Harrison Pierce. Second free throw now for Moore. And Matt puts it up, and good. So Moore will hit one of two. 3-2, Kearney Catholic. Checking in will be Bryce James. The Stars so winded that they do four subs here in less than 2.5 minutes. Sometimes they'll go a long way, and then sometimes it won't be much at all. And that time it wasn't much at all. Centura facing the press. They're just trying to keep the pressure on. The Stars know that they're deeper. Long pass, trying to get it up to Myers. It's tipped and stolen away. Kearney Catholic with Blake Holtmeyer. Lobs it backside. The layup is in for Nathan Howe. Beautiful play by Blake Holtmeyer. Howe with the layup, and a timeout called by Centura. 5:21 to go in the first quarter of play. It's Kearney Catholic 5, Centura 2. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the crew here at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. Final home game of the year. We're just underway in the boys' game. 5-2 Stars, 5:15 to go. Centura brings it across the timeline and some pushing. This time it's going to go on Bryce James. He zigged when Lemberg zagged, and they met. First foul of the game on Kearney Catholic. And Centura to throw it in. Right to the timeline to Hansen, who hands it. Well, I thought he was going to hand it back to Lemberg. Instead, he dribbles around for a while, then gives it to Lemberg. His pass to Holcomb out top. Knocked away by Holtmeyer, but the ball goes out of bounds. He didn't have enough space there. And so no turnover. Centura maintains possession. Hickok to throw it in. Gets it to Hansen. Guarded up there by Bryce James. Pass. Ooh, almost stole it away. Now they've got numbers. And then a foul on Tyler Mestel, knocking it out of the hands of Nathan Lemberg. Not much flow to this basketball game. We've had a ton of fouls and a ton of inbounds plays. We've only played 3 minutes, and that's the sixth foul. Centura to throw it in. Hickok on the baseline. Drops it into Holcomb. Coming in to make the steal from behind is Nathan Howe. Howe forces the turnover, the third for Centura. Into the front court pair. Skip pass back over to James. He'll back his way in. Kick it into the corner to Howe. Shake and bake back up top to Holtmeyer. Myers went for the steal, didn't get it. Pierce drives, dishes it off, and the layup somehow did not go for Holtmeyer. It bounced around and came out. Holcomb grabs the rebound. And coast-to-coast after the break, the Lemberg layup is missed there. And Nathan Howe with the rebound to Holtmeyer. And Centura just reached in and grabbed him so that he wouldn't go for the layup. That was at the top of the key. Grant Myers with the foul. And Coach Dave Oman now going to go to the bench. And here is Jacob Christensen. Fifth foul on Centura. Still 5-2. Kearney Catholic will throw it into midcourt to Holtmeyer. Blake, couple of dribbles. Holcomb on him. Maybe try to isolate him one-on-one. They post up Mestel on Hickok. Forces the issue. No good. Good defense by Hickok. Ball slapped off the glass. It's still loose. Lemberg has it, and he's fouled. My goodness. Eight fouls in 3.5 minutes. And Kearney Catholic back to the starters, both Jacksons, Moore, and Brady Holtmeyer. The foul was called on Harrison Pierce, his first. And Centura to throw the ball in. Against the pressure, they'll get it to Lemberg, to Hickok, up ahead to Holcomb. Holcomb fires it backside, short jumper on the way, no good, but the rebound back up and in by Holcomb. He scores it, a foul. Christensen took the little jumper, couldn't finish, and Holcomb gets the second bucket here for Centura. And a chance for a three-point play. And memo to the players, quit fouling. That is 9 fouls, and we haven't even played 4 minutes. Brady Holtmeyer that time, and the free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Blake, his second. Little backcourt pressure by the Centurion. Stars throw over the top of it to Jackson. Zach will get it in the middle to Derek. Derek shot no good. Moore snuck in there and got the rebound. Second chance opportunity underneath Jackson, and Zach will lay it up and in. Nice pass to make it 7-4, Kearney Catholic. Three-point lead with 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. Lemberg across the timeline. Right in front of the Kearney Catholic bench. His pass is stolen away by Zach Jackson. Holcomb trailing. He'll put the layup up and in. Holcomb had 2 fouls, so he couldn't do much. He kind of had to let Zach go. And the turnover results in more Kearney Catholic points, and it is 9-4. Trying to let Lemberg bring it up by himself. To avoid the trap, he'll throw it over to Holcomb. Barely got it. into the corner. Here is a three-pointer on the way, no good by Christensen. And fighting for the rebound, it's tossed back into play, ends up in the hands of Hansen, who dishes it underneath for the short jumper, missed again. And it's finally grabbed by Lemberg. He attacks the hoop and draws the foul. He'll get two free throws. Just well put, take the nets down and put chains up, take the roof off. This is schoolyard basketball. 9-4, Kearney Catholic. Foul on Moore, his first. I don't know how, that's 10 total. And Lemberg will put it up and in. Don't forget the Huskers are home tomorrow night. They take on Illinois. UNK is home tomorrow night, or Thursday, against Pittsburgh State. Hastings College is home tomorrow night. Second free throw, Lemberg, no good, got one of two. Brady Holtmeyer will grab the rebound. 9-5, Kearney Catholic, 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Into the left-hand corner, they'll get it to Brady Holtmeyer. He drives, shot partially blocked by Holcomb. His third ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Stars. Myers will re-enter. And also coming in for Centura, Jose Guzman. And that's about as deep as Coach Oman likes to go. Stars will try to throw it into the far corner to Zach Jackson, up top to Moore. Back to Zach on the left wing. Skip pass over to Holtmeyer. Blake for three. He doesn't shoot very many of those. It's no good. And Brady Holtmeyer gets the rebound. Stars have only, that was their first three attempt. Now they'll try another three, Zach Jackson. It's too strong from the top of the key. Holcomb grabs his fourth rebound. Holcomb, 4 points, four rebounds, three blocks here in the first quarter. Out of bounds again. And Centura will throw it in. A lot of reaching and poking, and that's why we got all these fouls. As Hickok, his pass, Holtmeyer tried to steal it midcourt but stepped out of bounds. As the Centurions tried to bring it up the sideline. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Dana Brong, and Caro on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Myers has it poked away from behind, but it's Hickok right underneath the hoop, and then he double dribbled. He forgot he dribbled. He did a great job. Ball fake, got two guys in the air, and instead of tanking it up into them and drawing the foul, he waited for him to come down, dribbled, and that's the fifth turnover. It would have been a great move had he not already put the ball on the floor. He'll check out, and back in will be Christensen. Myers is in there again, along with Guzman, Holcomb, and Hansen. Kearney Catholic has the ball, though, right now with the original five starters. Two Holtmeyers, two Jacksons, and Moore. And the bounce pass, they try to get to Moore. It's tipped off his hands by Centura and out of bounds again. I don't keep inbounds plays, but those are more than the fouls we've got right now. Inbounds, Holtmeyer to Jackson. The three-pointer, no good for Derek. Fight for the offensive board. Moore grabs it, and he'll put it up and in. Matt Moore with his third point, 11-5, Kearney Catholic. Six-point lead, their largest to Myers. Dribbles into the front court, stops the left wing, back out top to Christensen, reverses it over to Guzman, who can shoot the three. Myers in the corner, bodied up on there by Derek Jackson. Top of the circle, driving in with a jump stop is going to be Christensen. Leaves it underneath for Holcomb. He'll turn and score. Holcomb with all three buckets here in the first quarter for Centura, and it's 11-7. Kearney Catholic slow to break the press. Long pass. Oh, no. There is a foul on Holcomb trying to deny it Holcomb trying to deny it to Brady Holtmeyer 25 feet away from the hoop, and that is his third personal foul. And they'll go to Wyatt Gleason, a freshman, to come in here for Centura. Sixth foul on the Centurions. And just like Annika Gleason got in foul trouble for the Centurions in the girls' game, now the big man, Travis Holcomb, is on the bench in the boys' game. Back in the game, Tyler Mestel for Kearney Catholic. Also checking in is Pierce and Howe. Minute 10 and counting here in the first quarter, 11-7 Kearney Catholic. Pierce into the right-hand corner. They skip it over to Bryce James. Three-pointer on the way. It's short. Kearney Catholic 0-4 from the outside, but another offensive rebound. Howe. Then the drive, no good. James got his own rebound. Shot, no good. How about a third time? It's up and in. Brady Holtmeyer. And a chance for a three-point play. Brady already with four rebounds here in the game. That's his first bucket. And a chance to take the lead out to 7. Foul foul was called on Guzman, his first. Seven fouls in the first quarter on Centura. And the free throw by Brady Holtmeyer is up, and it is in, 14-7, Kearney Catholic. Seven-point lead as they get it to Myers. His outlet pass to Guzman. Pierce steps in front, makes the steal, fakes the pass, throws it off the glass, and scores. One on three, and Harrison Pierce made enough of a good fake pass to have two players come off of him, and now James with the foul as they get to midcourt. Second foul on Bryce James. Sixth team foul on Kearney Catholic, so they don't want to lag too far behind, apparently, in that department. 35 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Could come down to who shoots free throws, but the Stars have taken the lead out to nine. Centura picks the dribble up. Lemberg steps through, gives it over to Gleason on the left wing to Christensen. Jump stop in the lane, finds some room, hits a tough shot. Jacob Christensen hits the tough bucket. 16-9, 15 seconds to go. Midcourt with it is Bryce James for the Stars. Across the timeline with a left-hand dribble, tries to get it to Mestel, throws it into the crown. Third turnover for Kearney Catholic, and Centura will get the ball back with 8 seconds to go. And they'll get Michael Hansen back in, another long-range shooter. See if they can throw one in here at the horn and cut into this first quarter deficit. Gleason gets it into Lemberg, who's on the move. 6 seconds front court into the corner to Myers. Knocked out of his hands, out of bounds, 4 seconds. Centura to throw it in front of the band. And the inbounds pass comes to Myers. Back to Lemberg. Lemberg turn around from 28. No good. That's the end of the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 16, Centura 9. You're listening to Lou Platte Conference Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
And we're one quarter into tonight's basketball game. And we had 25 points. We had 13 fouls and 9 turnovers. And I will guesstimate about 16 inbounds plays. So Centura with a basketball. Lemberg will try and take it right to the hoop. He will. He'll score. And how about another foul 11 seconds in? Chance for a 3-point play here for Lemberg. His first bucket of the basketball game. And the foul will be on Kearney Catholic's Derek Jackson, his first. Each team with 7 fouls, and the free throw no good. Rebound, though, pulled down by Dylan McInturf, who starts. He tries to put it right back up. Then it's blocked by Holtmeyer. Then it's stolen away by Hansen. And then as he takes a shot, it's blocked out of bounds by Holtmeyer. And with all these fouls in the game, the two hardest fouls probably haven't been called, and Centura coach is not happy that they didn't get one there. Inbounds pass out to Lemberg. Lemberg drives on Jackson, up and under Zach. Another foul, another bucket. This is not what you're supposed to see in the 20th game of the season. And it's frustrating for both coaches right now with all the fouls. And it's not like they're not fouls. I'm not saying that. And another chance here for Lemberg. That one's on Zach Jackson, his first free throw, no good. Matt Moore with the rebound, and 1 of 5 for the line here for Centura, and they're down by 3, 16-13. Put some pressure on, which will tire them even more. Break the press. They get it to Jackson, blocked by McInturf. He'll take it away. Remember, Travis Holcomb's on the bench with 3 fouls for Centura. Up the floor, Lemberg, and he walked. came down on the wrong foot to plant on and just lost his balance. 16-13, Kearney Catholic. In the girls' game tonight, it was 60-38 in favor of the Lady Stars. We'll talk with Coach Rick Petrie at halftime, so stay with us for that. We'll recap everything. Blake Holtmeyer fakes the shot, dumps it under to Moore, who was wide open, and Matt will score the first points of the second quarter here for the Stars, and they're up 18-13. Into the front court with it, Lemberg takes his time, gives it over to Hickok, starts to drive, kicks it back out. Lemberg, they were kind of hoping could get a three-pointer away, but he's covered. Into the paint, McInturf hook shot, no good. Ends up in Hickok's hands. He tries to put it up, ball knocked out of his hands. Jump ball, arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. That'll be the eighth turnover for Centura. Few girls' scores in for tonight. St. Cecilia was a winner over Adams Central by a score of 60-44. Give you some other scores here in just a little bit. Right now, Kearney Catholic boys with the ball and a five-point lead, and the errant pass is taken away by Hickok. Fifth turnover for Kearney Catholic. Up the floor with it will be Lemberg. Starts with a left-hand dribble to Myers. Myers, hard screen, illegal screen. And they're on it. Nathan Lemberg, his first personal foul, eighth team foul, 16 fouls in less than 10 minutes here in our boys' game. Kearney Catholic working the ball around the perimeter, or in the backcourt, trying to work it around the zone trap. They'll get it across to Holtmeyer, steps through the double team, gets it to Moore. Moore goes backside. Two Stars are there. It's deflected to Zach Jackson, and he'll score. Six for Zach. As the Stars are lucky that they held onto the ball there, they had two players in the same spot. 20-13, Kearney Catholic. Long pass cross corner from Hansen. They'll go right back over to Myers. Myers steps up from 12 and hits it from the right corner. First bucket of the ball game for Myers, 20-15, Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic breaks the press again into the front court, tries to go underneath. Hickok tips it and steals it away. Sixth turnover for the Stars. Up ahead, Myers, long three. It was on the mark, but it came up just short. And the rebound brought down by Harrison Pierce. He took that right in front of us, lobbed to the other end. Moore's there, Moore scores. So there's a big twist, big turn and score. Just missed the three and then give up a two at the other end. 22-15 Stars. And the ball goes right through Hickok's hands. And Centura now having trouble hanging on to it. A big lob back out to the top of the key, and it was like Hickok lost it in the lights. He just did not grab it. So turnover number 9 for the Centurions. And one player at a time. We've got some multiple subs. Hunter Kasperson is in. McInturf, Gleason, Lemberg, and Hansen. So all the post players basically new. Kearney Catholic has their original five in there. Chance to make a move. Zach Jackson to Holtmeyer to the free throw line. Derek Jackson, 15-footer, no good. Holtmeyer gets the rebound. Back up and another foul. Blake Holtmeyer will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. And it's going to go on Wyatt Gleason, his first. Tells you how deep the teams are. This many fouls and still guys getting their first. Holtmeyer, 0 of 1 at the line, is now 0 of 2 at the line as that comes up short. Again, both teams play Arcadia Loup City later this week. Kearney Catholic goes to Arcadia Thursday and then Centura hosts on Friday. Holtmeyer's second free throw is short. Comes down to the man that committed the foul, Wyatt Gleason. Gleason gets rid of it to Lemberg, pushes it down the floor. He's got Moore on his hip, and he puts the layup up too hard, and it comes off the glass strong, and Brady Holtmeyer's got his fifth rebound. Stars want to run. Zach Jackson right baseline into the double team. His pass is tipped and taken away by McInturf. Up the floor comes Hansen, pulls up for three. It's no good. Backside rebound grabbed by Derek Jackson, and he overthrows Matt Moore. And yet, 9 timeouts still on the board up there. Kearney Catholic up by 7. Definitely different than last week's game.
Centura again has a problem putting three guys in at once. It's just one of those games, folks, where it's all the little things that are contributing to no flow to this game. Centura, I think they do that just so they can get that extra second or two of breath, not being a deep team. Hickok drives hard right baseline off the bounce pass from Hansen and scores. So just kind of out of nowhere, Centura finally attacks the basket. And Hickok is able to score 22-17. Kearney Catholic basketball. Brady Holtmeyer got free underneath, and he'll score. 5 points for Brady. Into the game is John Masker for Kearney Catholic for the first time. He's putting the pressure on Lemberg in the backcourt. Now Lemberg will fire it over. Three-pointer. Hansen up and in. The first three-pointer of the game by either team belongs to the Centurions, and they've cut the lead down to four. 24-20, Kearney Catholic. Centura 1-5 beyond the arc. The Stars 0-4. Here's Bryce James to the trailer. Derek Jackson finds a seam, takes it in. Shot blocked by one man, fouled by another, and Holcomb's in there. But the foul is going to be on Nathan Lemberg, his second, 10th team foul. And Derek Jackson will go to the line to shoot two. Coaches Oman and Brown discussing strategy over here for Centura, and the free throw is no good. Kearney Catholic not helping their cause here in the second quarter from the free throw line. They are 2 of 7 for the game, and Centura's 1 of 5. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Derek Jackson gets his first point of the game. Kearney Catholic up 25-20, and then in the backcourt, Lemberg was trapped through an elbow or pushed off, and he's going to be called for it. Lemberg with three. Holcomb with three. Kearney Catholic with the ball. 3:18 to go here in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. 25-20 Kearney Catholic, and Lemberg is out. Christensen is in. Kearney Catholic basketball. They'll throw it in midcourt to Holtmeyer. Blake will give it off to Jackson. To Masker, back to Holtmeyer, room down the left baseline, finds some space, puts it off the glass, and in. And Blake Holtmeyer with his second bucket of the ball game, the lead back to 7, and another Centura turnover on the outlet, picked off by Jackson. Derek gives it over to Masker, skips it into the corner to Bryce James, and he fell out of bounds. Pass led him a little too much. That is 6 turnovers in the quarter for Kearney Catholic. Each team has put up 11 points here in quarter number two, 27-20 Stars. Centura to toss it in here in the backcourt against pressure. Hansen crossover move, tries to throw over the double team to Hickok. Knocked out of his hands by Holtmeyer. Centura turns it over. Fast break Masker, layup no good. Ball tipped around, and Brady Holtmeyer will commit a foul on the Hickok rebound. Second foul on Brady Holtmeyer. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. The 19th foul of the first half between these two teams. And Coach Scott Carlin continues to rotate players in. At the line, Hickok. His first free throw attempt of the evening. It's up. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Holtmeyer. Blake's fourth. Quickly gets it to Moore. Moore brings it into the front court. Tries to get it to Pierce. Knocked away there by Hansen. It bounced off the official. That kept it in play. Moore gets it back into the corner to Pierce. Down on the low block. They get it to Howe. His leaner won't go. Lost his balance. Ball tipped for the rebound. Grant Myers is going to pick up the loose basketball. Centura up the left sideline. Hickok now to the middle of the floor. Leaves it behind for Michael Hansen. 2:10 to go first half. Hansen wants to drive, but Zach Jackson's in his way. Up to Grant Myers. 2 minutes left, first half, 27-20. Kearney Catholic off the pick. Hansen for three, too strong. Backside rebound, Myers. He'll put it up from 15 and got it. Grant Myers with his second bucket, 27-22. Stars now lead by 5. It was 30-25 at half on Monday. It could happen again tonight with a minute 40 to go. Kearney Catholic finally breaks the 10-second barrier. Lob backside, Blake Holtmeyer got free, and he spins it in. Holtmeyer with 6 points, 29-22, Kearney Catholic. Minute 25 to go here in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Hanson on the dribble. Gets to the free throw line. Out to Myers for the three. Nothing but net. Grant Myers back-to-back buckets. He's got seven. 29-25 Stars. Minute 10 to go here before halftime. Zach Jackson to the trailer. Matt Moore. Moore one dribble back to Jackson. He'll try a three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound. Great rebound by Howe. He'll put it up and in. Nate Howe. Beautiful rebound with that ball going back up over his head. 31-25 Stars. And for Howe, his second bucket. Try to get it inside Gleason. Here's Hickok open on the right elbow, and he'll hit the jumper. So Hickok hits the bucket. Hickok and Myers stepping up here with Holcomb and Lemberg in foul trouble. And it looks like Kearney Catholic could play for the last shot here. We're down to 30 seconds to go. But they break that press. They attack two on one. Moore drives. Hickok hooked him, apparently. It looked like he was Olaying him to get out of the way. But he must have hipped him. And for Hickok, that is going to be his second personal foul. And that will send Matt Moore to the line to shoot two. He's one of two, 7 points, three rebounds here in the first half. Still 27 seconds to go. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Checking in for Centura, Hunter Kasperson. And Gleason will come out. With all the foul problems, Centura is going to feel fortunate to be this close at halftime. Now, once again, it's going to be up to them to play better in the second half. Second free throw, Moore on the way. Good. Once again, Matt gets one of two. 32-27. Stars by five. Centura breaks the press. Kasperson, late pass, trying to get it to Christensen, is deflected out of bounds. And it'll be Centura ball underneath their own hoop. And they want to bring in the big fellas here. They're going to bring in Lemberg, and they're going to bring in Holcomb, who each have three fouls with 21 seconds to go in the half. I'm sure Coach Oman now can play for the last shot. Dump it into Holcomb in the left-hand corner. Rotate Lemberg around. Get it to him a little late, but wasn't looking to shoot it anyway. 15 seconds. Trying to score on the last possession of the half. Lemberg cross court, gets it over to Hickok. Hickok drives into the lane. The runner is up too strong. Holcomb better be careful. Rebound brought down by Nathan Howe. And from half court, no shot will be taken. And we are at halftime in the final home game and senior night here for Kearney Catholic 2014. And Centura is hanging in there just like last Monday. They're down by five. Last week it was 30-25. Tonight it's 32-27. Kearney Catholic at the half. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report after this timeout.
Milzak Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Milzak Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannebrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic, where it is halftime of our boys contest. Kearney Catholic 32 and Centura 27. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, it is senior night, final home game of the year for Kearney Catholic. Each team with their share of seniors, four boys, four girls, playing their final minutes here tonight. Kearney Catholic girls pick up the win 60-38 over Centura. And we are joined now by head coach Rick Petrie. And Coach, the season, did it fly by?
It went fast. It's Hard to believe that we're kind of here at the end.
Fans have been waiting for it to fly by. But let's talk about tonight. I thought Centura came out with a pretty good game plan. Whether Centura is the favorite or whether you're the favorite, it seems like the underdog always has a good game plan, and this is a pretty big girls' rivalry in the conference, and it showed for three quarters tonight.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's any time you play against Coach Mettenbrink, you know, you've got to be prepared and you got to be solid on defense because they do a great job of running their sets, and they did tonight too at times.
Was it a slow start for you tonight? I know the last couple of games were. I think everybody's so used to you guys putting teams away in the first 8 minutes, and that hasn't necessarily happened the last three games. Is
no,
that
it hasn't. It hasn't been. I thought we did some nice things, you know, defensively and offensively. Ball's got to go in the basket, and, you know, finally got it going a little bit in the second quarter.
Centuro's already down a post with Maddie Roth, but then yeah. Annika Gleason got in some foul trouble, and one of the reasons because of your kids' hustle tonight.
Well, absolutely. You know, Anna Squires, although she didn't score much tonight, you know, she gets the balls, she does things defensively, offensively, she's going to make things happen. So, you know, I think that's part of it.
And then you got Caitlin Long, who just continues to get better and better. I mean, there were folks in the crowd tonight that looked at me and said, there's no way she's a freshman. So that kind of tells you her improvement so far tonight. 12 points, 7 rebounds, couple of blocks. And it's not that she's scoring. She knows what she's doing when she gets the ball on the block.
She does. Coach Teal works with those posts, and they do a great job. And I really like Caitlin's really practiced well this week, and she's doing a great job of finishing inside. And defensively, she does a great job of helping other kids too. So I think that's a lot of, you know, what she's doing is just good basketball. She's done a great job.
We're talking with Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie. 15 points tonight for Allie Prasowski, 12 points, 7 boards for Caitlin Long, 11 for Maddie Squires. And kind of like you said, there'll be games where Maddie gets 8 rebounds and doesn't score. And tonight she just gets a couple, but she gets some free throws. She's got 11 for you. You've got, outside of Prasowski, who's pretty consistent every single night, going to get you double digits. You never know. I mean, Colling didn't score tonight, but, you know, Squires.
And she didn't score last game against Ravenna. You know, it's just one of those, you know, the nice thing is having the depth. If somebody's not playing well or maybe just not scoring, you know, somebody else can step up and get the job done. And I think that, you know, we've been real fortunate that way, and it's somebody different every night.
You got Arcadia Loup City in Arcadia on Thursday. You've got sub-districts next Tuesday, and unless something really crazy happens, you're going to play Centura again. Everybody wants to see that Minden matchup a week from Thursday, the only two undefeated teams left in the state. So it looks like you've got a state tournament berth locked up, which is really cool. You want to be in that spot right now. Any coach wants that. So what are you still working on between now and even Thursday, even Tuesday, even the state tournament?
Well, you know, offensively, I think that we still have things that we would like to accomplish, and it's still – you know, we have a pretty good motion offense on what we're doing, but we still sometimes don't have enough movement for my liking. We still don't enter the ball at places that I'd like to see. And although our posts are doing a great job, you know, we'd like to see them finish a little bit more and maybe kick the ball out once in a while too. To work on our defense, I think that, you know, our ability to make people turn the ball over has really helped our offense too, because then we can get out and run a little bit.
Well, you cracked about it last week, man-to-man defense. So is this a man-to-man defense team or is this a zone defense
team?
Oh
yeah, that's a good question. We'll find out, huh?
Well, all roads point to next Thursday, and I know everybody keeps hounding you with this question, but I mean, this is something that's more than just an area. I mean, you're the only two undefeated teams in the state, so everybody's going to be harping about this for the next week. How do you keep that out of your gym?
Well,
I mean, they've been harping about it for 3 months, but how do you do it the
next
week?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, Centura is a big, pretty big rivalry, as you said, in the conference, and it's important that we go into that game with the mindset that we have to win that game. I think that, you know, if you look ahead, all of a sudden, you know, Centura comes up and hits some shots and plays well in defense, because they do actually defend really pretty decently. you know, we were fortunate. We got open for some shots in the second quarter and kind of built our lead. But so we really need to focus on getting that, and then we'll worry about Thursday.
All right, Coach, congratulations. Again, no losses at this point, but you guys have been so dominant at home, and you do it again here tonight, 60-38, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That's Coach Rick Petrie. They head to Arcadia to take on Arcadia Loop City on Thursday. It's 32-27 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Halftime of our boys' game. We'll give you the numbers in a moment.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The St. Cecilia boys and girls sweep Adam Central tonight, but two pretty competitive games. St. Cecilia girls win 60-44. St. Cecilia boys win 67-59. Here's a look at the first half numbers of our boys' game, and we will start with the Centurions. Michael Hansen hit a three-point bucket. That's his total, one rebound, one block. Nathan Lemberg, 5 points, two rebounds. Wyatt Gleason has a rebound. Grant Myers leads the team with 7 points, two rebounds. Jacob Hickok, 4 points, two rebounds. Jacob Christensen, 2 points. And Travis Holcomb, 6 points, four rebounds, three block shots. Dylan McInturf, a rebound and a block. 27 points, 13 rebounds in the first half for Centura. 1 of 6 from the free throw line, 2 of 7 from three-point land, 5 blocks, 11 turnovers, fouls. Holcomb and Lemberg have 3, Hickok with 2. For Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore has 8 points, 3 rebounds. Bryce James has a rebound. Nathan Howe, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Blake Holtmeyer, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Derek Jackson, 1 point, 1 rebound. Zach Jackson, 6 points, 1 rebound. Brady Holtmeyer, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Harrison Pierce had 2 points and 1 rebound. 16 points in each quarter. Kearney Catholic is winning the battle of the boards. They have 20 in the first half. They also are struggling from the free throw line, though. 4 of 10 in the first half. 0 of 5 from three-point land. 2 blocks, 9 turnovers. Foul situation, James and Brady Holtmeyer each have 2, but fouls were the name of the game in the first half. Both teams had the double bonus by halftime. We had 13 fouls in the first quarter alone. Kearney Catholic 32, Centura 27. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Centura will get the ball to start the third quarter. Doug Duda, Stacy Johns, our producer-engineer, we're back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Cope Gymnasium. It's Kearney Catholic 32 and Centura 27 to start the second half. Kearney Catholic coming out playing tight pressure, man-to-man, no matter if they're 30 feet away or 3 feet away. Lemberg drives out to Myers off the screen. The good switch by the Stars, so Centura will kick it back out and restart. Left-hand dribble, Lemberg pulls up off the glass from nine. Too strong, got his own rebound underneath, trying to find a way to put it back up. He does, then the ball is swatted out of there and grabbed in the corner by Kearney Catholic's Derek Jackson. He'll bring the ball up the floor right down the middle, take it at Holcomb, then to Blake Holtmeyer, who drives, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound Brady, no good. Rebound Holcomb, and over the back on Kearney Catholic. And the foul is on Derek Jackson, his second. So we went 36 seconds. Well, that's pretty good. 36 seconds without a foul. Make it 46 seconds. As I get my math together there, that's even better. Into the front court with it is Michael Hansen. Hansen on the left wing to Myers. Myers off the wing. He'll get it to the elbow to Lemberg. Top of the key to Hickok. Back over, faking the three, Lemberg. And not a lot in the three-point shooting department so far tonight. In fact, Kearney Catholic didn't even make one. Only shot five. Very unusual for the Stars. Myers, as they spread the floor, everybody outside the arc right now for Centura. Driving in Hansen, jump stop, turnaround jumper, tough left-hander, and it went. Michael Hansen with the shooter's touch. Our first points of the second half, 6:30 to go in the third quarter, 32-29, Kearney Catholic. Centura puts pressure on. Stars, ooh, making an anticipation pass. Jackson got it out to Zach for the three. It's good. Three-point bucket, Zach Jackson, first of the game for Kearney Catholic, and they're up by six, 35-29. As Myers brings it into the front court on Moore. Original starters are out there for both teams. Hansen, Lemberg, Myers, Hickok, Holcomb for Centura. Both Jacksons, both Holtmeyers, and Matt Moore for Kearney Catholic. We'll update some scores for you here when we get a chance. Here's a three-pointer. Hansen, that's too strong that time. Comes off into the hands of Derek to Zach Jackson, and then his outlet pass is picked off. Turnover, Kearney Catholic. Underneath, Holtmeyer got in the air, and they're going to call a travel on Centura. Lemberg was hoping that it was going to be a foul, but instead, the 12th turnover of the game on the Centurions. And Kearney Catholic to throw it in. Both teams trying to put some pressure on. I just don't know that Centura, with the lack of depth, can put as much pressure on as Kearney Catholic. But as they get to the other end, Jackson runs out of real estate. His pass is knocked around, and we get a jump ball. Arrow will point the way at Kearney Catholic, so they'll maintain it. And it'll be Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. Throw it out on the right wing to Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer left-hand dribble, comes down the lane, scoop shot, no good, but a foul. Everything to the hoop, gets a whistle. And Brady Holtmeyer will go to the line to shoot two. He is one of two. He has 5 points in the game. And the first foul of the second half on Centura goes against Nathan Lemberg, and he's got four. 5:25 to go in the third quarter, and Lemberg, their leader, picks up his fourth foul. Dave Oman isn't subbing for him. Second free throw up. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Hickok. Hickok gives it over to Lemberg. So Nate's got to be real careful. Into the front court they go to Myers. Myers drives the right baseline. And a foul going to be called. And this one's going on Derek Jackson, his third. And Centura will dump it into Myers. Lemberg off a couple of screens. Stars switch, get it into Holcomb at the high post. Back up top, Hickok. No work on the backside, though. And they'll reset. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. We've had 2 points in this quarter. Centura got them. They're down 32-29. With it is Hansen into the corner, Holcomb. Centura kind of taking the air out of the ball. Lemberg will drive, pull up from seven. It's in and out, no good. Ball grabbed by Derek Jackson. Outlet pass to Brady Holtmeyer. Pushes it up on the left hand, looks for a trailer. He'll go to Blake at the top of the circle, dumps it inside to Derek Jackson. Back out to Holtmeyer. Baseline, Moore's there, up and under, scores. Good ball movement by the Stars to find the open man. Moore with 10, and it's 37-29. Two buckets, I think I erroneously spoke a moment ago, for Kearney Catholic. At the other end, jump stop, Hansen, shot no good, more rebound. more up the floor, more trying to beat everybody back. Lemberg has to let him go with four fouls and more scores. And Kearney Catholic is now up by 10, a 7-0 run and a timeout by Centura. 4:12 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is Kearney Catholic 39 and Centura 29. This timeout brought to you by your shelter insurance agent in Kearney, Joe Methy. Now's the time for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. See Joe Methy. We'll be right back.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Remember, if you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Centura ball, but down 10. A quick 7 in a row there by Kearney Catholic after a slow start to this quarter. They went quickly over the last 90 seconds, and then Centura throws it away, trying to get it to Holcomb. They threw it at his ankles. Second turnover of the quarter. So Centura got the first 2 points, and Kearney Catholic has rattled off 7 in a row with Zach Jackson 3 and back-to-back buckets by Matt Moore, and now they've got the ball again. This 10-point lead is their largest of the game, and a timeout by Kearney Catholic. I think they were a little worried about a 10-second call. So another timeout on the floor as we have this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy of Shelter Insurance. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of those scores from earlier tonight. The St. Cecilia boys, a 67-59 win over Adams Central. The St. Cecilia girls won it by a score of 60-44. Other girls' action from tonight. Southern Valley is a winner over Southwest by a score of 58-28. Overton down Wilcox Hildreth tonight by 12. Also in area action tonight, South Loop over Anselmo Myrna, 47-43. Red Cloud beat Kennesaw in overtime, 48-44. Ravenna girls over St. Paul, 47-35. Lawrence Nelson over Harvard, 58-24. Of course, our score, Kearney Catholic beat Centura by a score of 60-38. Hastings got by Crete's girls, 55-52. Arapahoe over Cambridge, 65-35. Back to action, Kearney Catholic. Tries a three, Tyler Mestel. It's no good. He tries to save it in and does. Nice athletic play. Harris and Pierce will pick up the loose basketball on the save by Tyler Mestel, and then a drive by Blake Holtmeyer. And we got a hand check foul called on Centura. Grant Myers ended up on the ground, but evidently he's the one that committed the foul, his second. Team fouls even at two apiece here. And there should not be free throws here. They're lining up to shoot free throws, but there should not be free throws. The ball will be underneath. And they're taking their sweet time, getting ready to throw it in. Finally, Mestel will go down, take the basketball, and lob it out of the right wing to Blake Holtmeyer. Up top, Pierce for three. It's good. That was quick. Harrison Pierce nails the three, and all of a sudden, it is a 13-point game, very reminiscent of what happened to Centura last week. And kind of the problem for them all year long. They have that one lull a game that really kills them, and that's what's happening here, a 10-0 run. Myers tries to get one to go from 13, no good. Rebound brought down by Howe, his fifth. Kearney Catholic wants to run, but the ball tipped, and Hickok ends up knocking it away after the initial tip and a steal made by the Centurions. They need something to happen. Only 2 points in the quarter as the ball is knocked away by Tyler Mestel. Out of bounds it goes. It'll stay with Centura. 42-29. Kearney Catholic, 2:39 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Michael Hansen. Guarded by James. Outside the arc, left side of the key. Stops and goes back up top. Myers. Guarded by Pierce over to Hickok. Guarded by Howe. Dribbles to the right-hand corner. Mestel matched up with Holcomb. Holcomb hasn't touched it. He had a good start to the game. They got those three fouls. Now he's like a non-factor, and Myers decided he wanted to scoop it to him when it was too late, and out of bounds it goes. So Centura frustrated right now, down 42-29, and only 2 points in the quarter. Kearney Catholic on the cut, gets it to Mestel. Holtmeyer, nice play to the trailer, layup good, Nathan Howe. On the assist, Blake Holtmeyer, and the Stars have opened up the floodgates. They're up by 15, 44-29, and Hanson trouble, dribbling it off his own knee. Kearney Catholic trying to steal it, the ball's loose, Hanson got it back, over to Myers. Myers drives into the hoop, takes the shot, and is fouled. Grant Myers is going to go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. His first trip to the line, he had 7 points in the first half. The foul will be called on Harrison Pierce, his second. And Myers to shoot. Grant's free throw, no good. 1 of 7 from the free throw line for Centura. Kearney Catholic is 4 of 12. Blake Holtmeyer is going to get a rare breather. Howell's going to come out. Senior night here for the Stars, trying to get that cushion a little bigger. Grant Myers' second free throw. It also dances around and won't go. Brady Holtmeyer gets his team-high 7th rebound. And here come the Stars. Masker in the game, gives it to Pierce. Tries to lob it to Mestel, goes way up to make the catch, but couldn't get a shot. Back out of the wing, James. And James is going to be called for a double dribble. And into the ball game, Hunter Kasperson and Jose Guzman for Centura. Trying to find somebody that can provide a spark, hit a shot here. And are we done subbing? Nope. Wyatt Gleason's going to come in. And Holcomb's going to come out for a breather. Now we're ready to go. McInturf came in. Dillon gets it up ahead, driving in Hanson. Hanson leaves it off for Kasperson. Threw it behind him. The ball's on the floor. And the ball's out of bounds off Kearney Catholic. Tyler Mestel got twisted up in there. And he was out of bounds while he was touching the basketball, working for the jump. So Hanson will throw it in underneath his own hoop. Centura boxed the lane here. And they'll go out to the left side to Kasperson. And Mestel goes for the steal and gets the foul. That's the second on Tyler. And again, Centura will take it out underneath their own hoop. Now, no, they're going to say out of the wing because that's where the foul occurred. So still take it out. Hanson looking for Guzman. Throws it right at the feet of Kasperson and it's stolen away. Up the floor, trying to go coast to coast is going to be James. Missed it. Rebound brought down. Mestel blocked by McInturf. Ball out of bounds. It's going to belong to Centura. 1:13 to go third quarter. 44-29 Kearney Catholic here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Bolas, Caro, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. But Centura just 2 points here in the quarter. Kearney Catholic on a 12-0 run, and they haven't even scored the last minute and a half. Here's Michael Hanson drawing the double team. Gets it to Gleason. Nowhere to go. Back to Hanson. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. Skip it over to Kasperson. He gets a look at a three, and it's good. Hunter Kasperson with his first bucket and finally moves the scoreboard in the positive direction here for Centura. 44-32. Kearney Catholic with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. To Bryce James. He dribbled it off his foot. Lost it to Guzman. Guzman gets it ahead to Hanson, who lays it up and in. So back-to-back buckets by Centura. Get it to 10, 28 seconds to go. Wide open on the baseline, Brady Holtmeyer. He'll take it in and score on the assist from Mestel. As Centura didn't get back defensively this time, and now they try to break the press. Long outlet pass deflected out of bounds. Mestel's all over the place. And it goes out of bounds to Centura, and Kearney Catholic's going to sub 5 new players with 16 seconds to go here in the quarter, and Grant Myers, the 3-point threat, will check in for Centura. See if they can get it back into single digits here before the end of the quarter. And Kasperson to throw it in. Hunter out top to Myers, between the circles to Guzman, 15 seconds. It's the pick from Gleason, dribbles into the double team and steps on a foot and falls. Travel on Centura, 5th of the quarter as far as turnovers, 16th of the game. Kearney Catholic, 4 in the quarter. 10 seconds here for the Stars to get a shot away. And Zach Jackson gets it into Moore. Right back to Zach. Zach between the circles with 6. Over to Moore on the right wing. Matt drives. Runner is no good. Rebound back to Moore. Shot at the horn is good. Ball deflected right over to Matt Moore, and he's able to finish with the bucket. And at the end of the third quarter of play, it's Kearney Catholic 48, Centura 34. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renters policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
The fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renters insurance rates.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And we're back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. We go to the fourth quarter of play. 48-34, Kearney Catholic. They outscored Centura 16-7 there in the fourth quarter, or third quarter. Centura will get the ball. Kearney Catholic is led by Matt Moore here on senior night with 14 points. Hanson and Myers have 7 each, and the first shot is no good by Holcomb. Rebound pulled down inside there by the Stars. I believe that was Nathan Howe getting his 6th. And here comes Kearney Catholic. Moore between the circles. Dribbles to the right wing. Picks it up. Bounce pass to Blake Holtmeyer. Tries to work his way in. Forces the shot but gets bailed out on the foul call. He'll go to the line. Holtmeyer has not had to be such a big factor offensively tonight. It's come from other places. 14 for Matt Moore. 9 for Zach Jackson. 7 for Brady Holtmeyer. Third foul called on Jacob Hickok. And Holtmeyer to shoot 2. Blake's first one is too strong. Still looking for his first point of the second half. And free throws. Kearney Catholic is now 4 of 13. But Centura is 1 of 8. Second free throw. And there one goes. Holtmeyer with his 7th point. And Blake makes it 49-34. Kearney Catholic by 15. Press was broke. Centura did not attack it. Hickok over to Myers. He's got an open look at a 3. He put it up too strong. Rebound grab by Holtmeyer. And Blake is going to be fouled. A game that has seen plenty of those, but not quite as bad here in the second half as we had in the first half. And it's the 4th foul on Jacob Hickok. He's got 4. Lemberg has 4. Holcomb had 3, and those were back in the first quarter. For Kearney Catholic, Derek Jackson has 3. 15-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. Get it up to Jackson. Zach for the 3. It's up. It's good. That's the 2nd 3, and 12 points now for Zach Jackson. And the Stars are up 52-34. They were up 5 at halftime, and now it's an 18-point cushion. With it is Lemberg. Pick and roll. Got it to Hickok. Hickok kicks it back out, though. Myers will try a 3 instead. It's off the iron. No good. High in the air to grab the rebound is Derek Jackson. His outlet pass is deflected, and we've got a foul called. And it looks like the foul is going to be called on Kearney Catholic as Michael Hanson knocked the ball away. That'll be the 2nd on Jackson, and Centura will get the ball. With it is Hickok. Dumps it into the corner. Lemberg, catch and shoot 3. Flat, won't go. Rebound again brought down by Derek Jackson. His 5th. Gets it to Moore. Outlet pass, right corner. They'll get a Howe to the trailer. Derek, his shot no good. Rebound is tipped out to Michael Hanson. Hanson will push it up 2-on-2. Holcomb's free on the backside for the layup. Nice pass, Hanson, and Holcomb has his first points since the first quarter. 8 in the game, 52-36, Kearney Catholic. Taking a little time to bring the ball up. They've got the lead, catching their breath. Holtmeyer into the front court to Moore. Moore, they don't guard him, and as he goes up for the 3, it slipped right out of his hands. So he grabs it, and they reset underneath to Jackson, and a tough shot up and in. Derek Jackson, his first bucket of the game, 54-36. Kearney Catholic going to go to 10-11, it looks like, as the entry pass to Holcomb is knocked away. And then out of bounds, it'll be Kearney Catholic ball. 17 turnovers for Centura, 14 for Kearney Catholic. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Kearney Catholic wins it by a score of 60-38. If you're on your way home from your ball game, thanks for joining us here on KKPR, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We got started. The girls' JV game went double overtime, so we had a late start just to the girls' game. And a foul here on Michael Hansen on the press, his second, team's fourth. Boys games tonight, Loomis beat Eustis Farnham 51-41. Heartland Lutheran over Elkhorn Valley 57-36. Ravenna beat St. Paul 61-40. Southern Valley beat Southwest Boys 67-32. Among some of the games tonight. Here's Holtmeyer up top, and he traveled. A little skip of the feet up top as he started to drive. Back over to Centura. Don't forget more basketball later this week. Thursday, Wood River is at Minden. And that's just part of our action. Of course, St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic playing Friday. Here's a three-pointer on the way by Lemberg. No good. Rebound on the backside, Matt Moore, his sixth. Fast break to the other end. Brady Holtmeyer's open, and Holtmeyer will go in and score. He's got nine. And you can just tell Centura the gas tank is near empty here. Down by 20. Played tough in the first half. Fought through all those fouls and just couldn't get it going here in the second half, where they have only scored seven, make it nine total points. And now the ball knocked away again. Outlet pass to Holtmeyer. Blake goes in. Holcomb fouled him. The shot's no good. Fourth foul on Travis Holcomb. And two free throws here for Blake Holtmeyer. I think Blake could probably go up and flush one down, but he wasn't sure what Holcomb was going to do. And so he'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. 7 points tonight for Blake. Five rebounds, two blocks. Free throw good. 57-36. Kearney Catholic will bring in Colin Muesch, one of the four seniors on the ball club. And here's Dylan McInturf for Centura. Matt Moore, Blake Holtmeyer, Derek Jackson, and Muesch are the seniors. And they're all out there right now, so that's pretty cool. The free throw is no good. And the rebound brought down by Jacob Hickok. Stars pulling away. Have it in cruise control right now, up by 21. Here's Holcomb at the arc. Skips it over to Lemberg into the corner. Hickok tries the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Blake Holtmeyer. Gets it to Zach Jackson, to Moore. Moore up the floor, looking for the short jumper, and hits it. 16 points now for Matt Moore, one of his best offensive games of the year, and it is 59-36. Kearney Catholic continues to pull away here. Lemberg brings it to the other end, and Holtmeyer just grabbed him. And for Blake, that'll be his first personal foul. And at the line to shoot two will be Lemberg. He is one of four, 5 points back in the first half. And Kearney Catholic will start to sub. The free throw is up, and it is in. Lemberg with just the third point of the quarter here for Centura, 4:09 to go. Here comes Bryce James, Tyler Mestel, Nate Howe, Harrison Pierce, all coming into the game. Colin Muesch will remain on the floor for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw for Nathan Lemberg. In and out. Rebound brought down by Howe. I've got him for seven rebounds. Coming off the bench tonight for Kearney Catholic. Ball knocked away, and it'll stay here with the Stars with 4 minutes to go. Kearney Catholic was up five, and Centura scored the first bucket of the third quarter to cut it to three, and it's been all-star cinch. Muesch comes down the lane. He'll switch hands, put it up no good. Mestel grabs the loose ball, and Tyler will put it up and in for his first bucket of the evening. 61-37, Myers into the front court. Kicks it back out top to Hickok, swings it over to Lemberg. Skip past Myers. Grant tries the three and hits it. Grant Myers with 10 points now to lead the way for Centura, 61-40. With 3.5 to go in the game, here's Muesch. His pass deflected out of bounds. College basketball tonight. Let's give you a couple scores there. 11 minutes to go in the game. Ohio State leading Michigan 43-42. Texas took care of Oklahoma State 87-68. Wichita State pulled away in the second half to remain unbeaten, downing Southern Illinois 78-67. And Florida went to Tennessee and picked up the win 67-58. Right now, shot on the way, no good by the Stars. Pulled down on the rebound by Travis Holcomb, his sixth. Into the front court, Myers a long three, but that one hit the front of the rim, no good. Ball batted out of bounds, and it'll belong to Kearney Catholic. Don't forget, the Misco Sports postgame show. When we're done, we'll have all the final stats, coaches' interviews. So stay with us. And the starters back in here for Kearney Catholic with 3 minutes to go. Maybe for one more play at home. Kind of like the girls' game, this one's over. Everybody will probably see action, and Kearney Catholic throws it away against the press. So Centura will have it. They've got Jacob Christensen along with Myers, Lemberg, Guzman, and McInturf on the floor. And Lemberg will lob over the top of the pressure to Myers. Back to Lemberg. Playing catch here on the right side of the court. Bounce pass inside. And it's stolen away. Brady Holtmeyer will come out of there with a basketball to Matt Moore. Moore into the front court to Holtmeyer on the left wing. Brady from Blake comes inside and is going to be fouled. He'll get two free throws. And the foul's going to be called on Jacob Christensen. That'll be his first. Two free throws for Brady. He's one of three, has 9 points, seven rebounds tonight for the freshman. And the free throw is on the way and good. So Brady is in double figures. And again, Kearney Catholic mass substituting. But again, it's just their second five that were in there 30 seconds ago. So you've got James and Muche, Pierce, Masker. Holtmeyer hits them both. So now Mestel comes in. And that'll be it for Brady Holtmeyer and the starters tonight. 11.7 rebounds, 63-40. Kearney Catholic. And Centura will throw it in. Stars going to put on some token man-to-man pressure. Not really a trap type of situation. Myers into the front court. Dribbles to the right wing, down into the corner. Now he needs some help, and he will get rid of it to McInturf. Skip pass over the left wing to Christensen. Christensen tries to get it down low to Jacob Osborne, who checked in, and it's over his head out of bounds. Now here comes T.J. Lindemeyer. As Centura continues to clear their bench. 2:10 to go. Kearney Catholic put this one away in the third quarter. Muche on the left wing. Fakes the three. Drives in. Has it ripped out of his hands by Guzman. Guzman trying to come up the floor. Mestel knocks it away from him, but out of bounds it goes to Centura. Centura just 13 points here in the second half after getting 27 in the first 16 minutes. With it is Guzman. Guzman looking for a screen. Gets it, but Kearney Catholic switches. Now he needs some help. And finally breaks the 10-second line to McInturf. He's going to pull up for a little 10-footer and hit it. Nice jump shot by the junior Dylan McInturf. His first bucket makes it 63-42. Kearney Catholic a minute 30 to go. Pass tip picked up by Masker, and he's going to be, oh, a travel called. Did not see that one coming, but Kearney Catholic will turn it over. And checking into the game is going to be Braxton Bellamy and John Bach for Kearney Catholic. Minute 30 to go. 63-42, just playing out the string here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Dannebrog, Bolas, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ball between the circles is Jacob Christensen. Drives, comes to the jump stop, leaves his feet again. They let it go. Rebound brought down by Tyler Mestel. Mestel pushes the ball up the floor here for the Stars and has it tipped away from behind. And coming up with a loose ball is Osborne. 1 minute to go. Knocked out of his hands. Zach Harston in for Centura. For Kearney Catholic, here comes John Hoosman and Ryan Blake. Are in tonight for Kearney Catholic. Minute to go. And Centura turns it over on the inbound. And then Kearney Catholic says, here you go. We'll double dribble and give it back to you. So Stars 20 turnovers. And Centura 21. Centura to throw it in. Let's see if we can get a new name in the scorebook here. Get their name in the Kearney Hub tomorrow. 50 seconds to go. Top of the circle with it is Guzman. Swings it over to Harston. Back to Jose. Dribbles to the right corner. Back on the elbow to Osborne. 38 seconds. Guzman takes the shot. Comes up short. Fight for the loose ball. Players on the floor. Coming up with the basketball is going to be John Bach. Outlet pass to the other end to Bellamy. Back into corner for the three-pointer. It's no good by Masker. Rebound brought down by Kearney Catholic. That is Blake to get the rebound. Stars will get it to the baseline. The jumper again by Masker. No good. Another offensive rebound. That one by Bach. No good. Still fighting for the ball, which finally goes out of bounds with 9 seconds to Centura. Everybody fighting so hard just to get that bucket. And Centura now with their final possession of the basketball game. 9 seconds to go. Toss it into Guzman. And Guzman in no particular hurry to hurry up the floor. 2 seconds, 1 second. Guzman won't even get a shot away, and that is the end of the ball game. A 5-point game at halftime, a 21-point game at the conclusion, and Kearney Catholic beats Centura for the second time in a week. 63-42, they're 10-11, Centura 4-16. We're back with the numbers after this on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mel's Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School. I want to say thanks to all the folks that have been with us here tonight in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as Kearney Catholic sweeps the doubleheader from Centura, 60-38 in the girls' game and 63-42 in the boys' game. This is the Visco Sports postgame show. Visco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes as they have for decades. Get your game on now at Visco Sports. Let's take a look at the final stats for the Centurions tonight. They had 8 players score. Michael Hansen, 7 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Hunter Kasperson hit a 3-point bucket. Nathan Lemberg, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Wyatt Gleason had a rebound. Grant Myers led the team tonight with 10 points. He had 2 rebounds. Jacob Hickok, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Jacob Christensen, 2 points. Travis Holcomb got off to a good start, but he also had too many fouls, 3 in the first quarter, and he finished with 8 points, 6 rebounds, which led the team, and 3 block shots. Dylan McInturf, 2 points, 1 rebound, and 2 blocks. I had Centura for 13 rebounds in the first half, 6 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, and 10 in the second half. The Centurions had 27 points at halftime. They were held to 15 in the second half, and they finished with 42 points, 19 rebounds, 2 of 10 from the free throw line, 4 of 16 from three-point land, 6 blocks, and 21 turnovers. Centura is now 4-16 on the season. They will host Arcadia Loup City on Friday and then go to C2 top-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia on Friday the 21st. In fact, both these teams will be in Hastings on the 21st because that's when Kearney Catholic plays Adams Central. We'll take a look at the numbers for the Stars after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Now let's take a look at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Matt Moore led the way tonight with 16 game-high points. He had 6 rebounds. Nathan Howe, 6 points, tied for the team high in boards with 7. Good game for Howe, one of his best of the year. Tyler Mestel, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Blake Holtmeyer, 8 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. Derek Jackson, 3 points, 5 rebounds. Zach Jackson, good game for him tonight, 12 points, 2 rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer, 10 points. He also had 7 rebounds. John Bach, 2 rebounds. Harrison Pierce had 5 points and 1 rebound. And Ryan Blake picked up a rebound in the basketball game this evening. 20 rebounds in the first half, 22 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 10 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 5 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half, 11 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 32 points at halftime, 31 in the second half, and they finished with 63 points, 42 rebounds. They out-rebound Centura unofficially, 42-19, but just 8 of 18 at the free throw line, 3 of 10 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 20 turnovers. Kearney Catholic's now 10-11 with a 63-42 win over Centura. And Coach Scott Carlin joins us here on the Misco Sports pregame show, postgame show. I want to go home. Coach, this was a rough game that didn't have a lot of flow. And I don't mean a rough game physically. I mean it just didn't have a lot of flow. And you kind of did to Centura what you did last week, took them out in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I thought we played a lot better the second half, especially defensively. First half, we sped them up, which we wanted to do, but then we wouldn't quite finish possessions with either box outs or rotations. And so they'd speed up. Oh, they throw diagonal and get an open jump shot. They get a layup here or there. And that was the difference. Second half is we kind of said, we're going to speed you up. We rotated better. And then if they hit shots, they hit over top of people. And that's a lot tougher to do even with our little guys at times.
Well, it was kind of like the girls' game. Gleason got in foul trouble, their number one post, and then Holcomb got off to a good start here. He had 6 points and 3 or 4 rebounds, a couple blocks in the first 5 minutes of the game, but then he suffers that third foul and he comes out of the game. How did that change things?
You know, we really just told the guys from the get-go to attack the hoop, and we said when we get in there, we got a ball fake, and we started doing it a little better after his start because he's a guy that you can tell he's a sophomore, likes to block a lot of shots. He's 6'3", he's been one of the bigger guys all the time. And when you get guys that like to jump a lot, they tend to get in foul trouble more often than not if they're hovering around there the whole time.
Well, it definitely happened for him tonight. And one other thing on the positive side tonight is you didn't have to rely on Blake Holtmeyer. You had some different kids step up tonight. Obviously, your scorers were Matt Moore, Zach Jackson. Brady's been coming along here. But, you know, Matt, the way he's been battling back from an injury, he really hasn't exploded this year. And Zach, you know, he hasn't had this many points very often this year.
Yeah, you know, we told guys, we don't expect you to make the great play. Just make the solid, steady play, and we'll like the outcome. And I thought that's what Matt and Zach did more times than not tonight. It was, if they're open, they shot the ball. If they didn't, you know, they either move the ball or they look to drive and kick. And that's all we talk about is make the solid play. Don't think you have to make the super play.
Nathan Howe tonight, he also played pretty decent off the bench. Got some numbers to go. Sometimes the hustle doesn't come down into the book. But tonight it was nice for him to get some boards and a couple of buckets.
Yeah, you know, Nathan's one that did a great job throughout the year, really, for us. I mean, he started early, then he kind of was willing to change roles a little bit with Brady coming along a little differently. And Nathan's a guy that you know exactly what you're going to get from him every second he's on the floor, and that's maximum effort.
We're talking with Coach Scott Carlin here for just another second. You've got Arcadia Loup City, which is a tough matchup, very good basketball team. It all, I think, kind of depends on who's healthy. If Rasmussen's ready to go, I know he's been in and out. And if they're at full health, they're going to be a heck of a matchup for you on Thursday night at Arcadia, a new spot for you.
Yeah, you know, they said Loup City's too close. you guys, we got to mix it up. You haven't traveled much this year.
McCook to Boystown.
McCook to Boystown. They didn't count it. Yeah. You know, I'm liking that you said matchup because Paul Henry does a great job up there with his matchup zone. And they're going to be tough up there. Anytime you go to a venue like that that's a smaller court, the consolidation is going to be a loud place. They're playing for a lot of pride. They haven't beat Kearney Catholic for a while. I mean, I don't know the last time, and I'm probably jinxing myself now that I mentioned it. But Coach Henry does such a tremendous job up there that, you know, you got to expect a battle up there. And that's what we're thinking we're going to get. So we'll have to just come and see what we can do.
Yeah, be careful. The walls are very close to the court, all four sides. So it'll be a fun venue on Thursday night, and we won't even mention then you get back to your alma mater next week, because I know that that's going to be in the Trib. That's going to be in the Hastings Trib. I can't wait to read it.
Well, then if that's the case, then hopefully my mom and dad are listening. I would like hamburger meat to take home. I would like cookies and snacks just for me. If you want to give some for the guys, that's acceptable. But none for the radio guy coming from Kearney, he's going to make fun of me.
That's perfect. I'm sending Bush. I'll be at wrestling, too. I'm off the hook. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight, and best of luck. We'll see you soon.
Thanks. Yeah, it was great to send the seniors off with a win on their home
court. Yeah, we got off the track. I was going to say it seemed like there was a little more pep, and maybe that's because of senior night tonight. It wasn't even necessarily the seniors, but another reason maybe Matt had a big game tonight.
Yeah, you know, we talked about sending them off on the right foot, and it was good that we got contributions from everybody. Colin Muse comes in, does some good things. Harrison Pierce played a great game to send those seniors off, and appreciate that from those guys.
All right, a couple games left, and then it's the postseason. Scott, congratulations.
Right. Thanks, Doug.
Scott Carlin, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll wrap it up after this.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
A couple other scores we'll pass along to you and let you go for your night here. On the boys' side, Amherst beat Alma tonight 66-52. Northern Valley, Kansas took care of Franklin 56-25. Other boys' scores tonight, Fullerton over St. Edward 59-29. Harvard beat Lawrence Nelson 50-41. Heartland edged Deschler 54-52. And also Heartland Lutheran boys over Elkhorn Valley 57-36. Loomis beat Eustis Farnham 51-41. Ravenna over St. Paul 61-40. Southern Valley over Southwest 67-32. There was plenty of girls basketball action tonight. Amherst beat Alma in overtime 58-54. Northern Valley, Kansas over the Franklin girls 55-39. Arapahoe over Cambridge. It was Cozad beating Gibbon 58-35. Elm Creek over Elwood 67-37. Eustis Farnham beat Loomis 47-38. Fullerton beat St. Edward. Central Catholic Edgewood River 42-40. And the Hastings girls edge Crete 55-52. St. Cecilia swept Adams Central 60-44 in the girls and 67-59 in the boys contest. Lawrence Nelson girls beat Harvard by a score of 58-38. 42-24. Ravenna over St. Paul, 47-35. Red Cloud beat Kennesaw in overtime, 48-44. South Loop over Anselmo Myrna Girls, 47-43. And Sutton beat Tri-County, 71-30. Thursday, Wood River taking on Minden. We're a week away from the sub-districts. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our area athletes for decades and continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord. Again, in the girls' game, 15 points for Allie Prasoski, 12 for Caitlin Long, and 11 for Maddie Squires as Kearney Catholic beat Centura 60-38. Casey Krulikowski had 16 to pace the Centurions. Here in the boys' game, Grant Myers led Centura with 10. Kearney Catholic got 16 from Matt Moore, 12 from Zach Jackson, 10 from Brady Holtmeyer in a 63-42 victory. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.